appears that there is now a deafening silence from the Office of the Attorney General in regard to the repeated calls for greater explanations and answers in relation to this matter. That does not appear to be a response or a posture which ought to be acceptable to the citizenry of Trinidad and Tobago.